Israel is also pushing ahead with a controversial settlement project in the occupied West Bank. It announced today work could start within weeks to build thousands of Israeli homes and apartments. Rights groups argue the plan sabotages any hope for a Palestinian state, and at least one Israeli official says that's the point. Our senior international correspondent Margaret Evans explains.
Mali Adumim rises out of the desert hills east of Jerusalem like a towering fortress, already one of the largest Jewish settlements in the Israeli-occupied West Bank, now on course to get even bigger. The mayor of Mali Adumim, Guy Yifrak, says the decision to expand the settlement towards Jerusalem is a strategic one. I hope one day there will be an arrangement, he says, that Mali Adumim will be part of Jerusalem and the State of Israel. All Israeli settlements are considered illegal under international law, but it hasn't stopped Israel from building them. The Israeli cabinet minister and settler leader pushing the expansion, Bezalel Smotrich, is on the record saying it will bury the idea of a Palestinian state, that there will be nothing left to recognize.